Recipes. This month's recipes are submitted by Julaine A. Arient-Rollman, Vice President of the National Federation of the Blind of South Dakota and President of the Ponderosa Chapter. She is also the wife of NFB of South Dakota President Ken Rollman. Roast pork. Ingredients: 3 to 5 pound pork roast with bone, salt and pepper to taste, 1 onion cut in half, 1 garlic clove, 1 cup water, caraway seeds. Method: cut small slits in the roast and insert slivers of garlic here and there. Salt and pepper entire roast and place in roasting pan. Add 1 cup of water. Sprinkle top with caraway seeds. Cut the onion in half and place against meat in the bottom of the pan. Roast about 30 minutes a pound in preheated 275-degree oven. Baste meat often and add more water if it evaporates. I like to cut up peeled potatoes and carrots and add them to the roast and top with a can of condensed cream of mushroom soup. If you do this, do not use the water. You can add additional mushrooms. This makes a very nice gravy to serve over meat after it is cooked. Cheesy potatoes. Ingredients: 1 stick butter, melted, 1 can condensed cream of chicken soup, 1 16-ounce container sour cream, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 tablespoon onion flakes, 1 32-ounce bag of hash browns, thawed, 2 cups cheddar cheese, shredded. Topping: 2 cups corn flakes, 1/4 cup butter, melted. Method: mix together the melted butter, chicken soup, sour cream, salt, and onion flakes. Stir in hash browns and cheddar cheese. Place in a greased 9x12-inch baking pan. Combine the corn flakes and 1/4 cup melted butter and spread on top. Bake in preheated 350-degree oven for 50 to 60 minutes. Pumpkin bread. I purchase a pumpkin each year and make my own pumpkin and freeze in containers for future use. You can also use canned pumpkin. For those who want to make their own, wash pumpkin well and cut in half. Collect the seeds and save to make roasted pumpkin seeds. Cut shell into quarters and then into eighths. Place on cookie sheet, skin side up, in a preheated 350-degree oven for 1 hour or until tender when pierced with a fork. Chop pumpkin and puree in blender until smooth. You can also cube, boil, and mash as you would potatoes. Place pureed pumpkin in containers and freeze for future use. Ingredients: 2 cups pumpkin, 1 1-pound can, 3 1/2 cups flour, sifted, 3 cups sugar, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ground ginger, 1 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, 1 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 cup butter, 2 eggs, 2/3 cup water if needed. Method: combine all ingredients in mixer and mix thoroughly. Pour into 2 greased and floured loaf pans and bake in preheated 350-degree oven for 60 to 70 minutes, or 25 minutes for muffins. Makes 24 muffins. Sour cream cake, my grandmother's recipe. Ingredients: 2 sticks butter, room temperature, 1 1/2 cups sugar, 2 eggs slightly beaten at room temperature, 1 cup sour cream, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Filling ingredients: 1/2 cup walnuts, ground fine in food processor, mortar and pestle, or coffee grinder, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. Method: cream butter. Add sugar and beat until light and fluffy. Add eggs, sour cream, and vanilla and mix well. Sift together flour, baking powder, and baking soda. Add dry ingredients and mix until smooth. Butter and flour an angel food cake pan. Carefully spoon half of this thick batter into pan all the way around to cover the bottom. Sprinkle half of nut mixture over this layer. Then spoon in the rest of the batter on top. Don't pour. Top with remaining nut mixture. Bake in preheated 375-degree oven for 1 hour. Cool slightly and remove from pan. Cool completely on rack and sprinkle with powdered sugar if you like. The cake is sweet enough without the extra sugar, but my grandmother did this. I bake these cakes for our bake sale auction at NFB state conventions. Horns, cookies. Ingredients: 1 pound butter, softened, 1 pound flour, 4 cups, 1/2 pound ground walnuts, 1 egg, 1 3/4 cups powdered sugar, pinch of salt, pinch of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon vanilla. Method: mix all ingredients. However, it is important to keep the dough chilled. Butter hands and work with small amounts of dough at a time. Pinch off a small amount of dough and form into small crescents. Place on ungreased cookie sheets. Bake in a preheated 300-degree oven for about 10 minutes. Remove to a rack to cool and sprinkle with powdered sugar. They melt in your mouth. Layered salad. Ingredients: 1 head lettuce, torn into pieces, 1/2 cup green pepper, chopped. 1/2 cup onion, chopped. 1/2 cup celery, chopped. 1 10-ounce package frozen peas. Topping, 1 pint mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 pound cheese, grated, bacon bits. Method. Layer the above vegetables in a square container suitable for serving. Frost with mayonnaise, not salad dressing, mixed with 2 tablespoons sugar. Sprinkle with 1/2 pound of grated cheese and top with bacon bits. Refrigerate for at least 12 hours before serving.